Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, brought to you by A Day for Milton, May 19th.
Yeah.
At the Brewering Hall, Bellport, Long Island, New York, from 11 to 2, Friday, May 19th. And I want to thank all the people that have been taking pictures of my dog's sign, A Day for Milton. Hopefully they're putting it up on their search engine and social media and all that. That would be nice. Mm-hmm. You know, anywhere you go in this country, whether it's in a store or an office, a doctor's office, dentist, professional, there are laws to protect you. Any organization you deal with, especially if it's pertaining to safety, there are regulations and laws that they have to follow. Now, according to the American Kennel Club, over 80 million people in this country depend on service dogs. Now, that's a lot of people and a lot of dogs. Well, why isn't the Congress addressing this issue, especially since the death of Milton? Why aren't they addressing the issue of making these schools safer and giving people the right to a fair hearing, the same way you would have the right to a fair hearing if they denied you your money, Social Security, money which keeps you alive, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
The guide dog keeps you alive. The service dog plays a major role in keeping you alive. And yet, the Congress refuses to do anything about it. And I know personally, because I've met with my congressman. And you know, you call another congressman and you're out of your constituency, and the first thing they're going to say is, oh, we can't help you because you're in so-and-so's district.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you could spend a damn years trying to figure that out, and I won't do that because this is an important issue for any congressman. It's the difference between life and death many times.
Yes, it is.
Now, another statistic that isn't published. How many people go to a guide dog school? Take the blind, that's the most vulnerable. Go to a guide dog school, train with the dog for 3 weeks, and don't get their dog. And how many of those people go home and have had an accident, some of those accidents have been fatal? Now, you don't have statistics on that, but you got to believe that it happens because people are denied service dogs without protection. And then this stupid, idiotic thing out here where just recently came about, one of Michelle's friends applied to the Guide Dog Foundation out here, and they wanted her to sign a release that she couldn't sue them for any reason.
That's crazy.
You know, common sense, she withdrew her application, went to a different school, and got a dog. Now, I don't know if the other schools are going to follow suit with this. Who knows?
No.
But it's all one-sided. You know, if you go to a private person, a trainer, and you're going to pay them or you're going to raise money to train a guide dog, and something goes wrong, you know, you get hurt as a result, the dog wasn't trained right or something, you can sue that person if they trained the dog. You sue them as a private person. You hire them I'm not talking about a school now. I'm talking about a private individual. You can sue that person, and they may be liable.
Mm.
You know, it'd be up to a court of law. So why aren't the schools liable? They're registered with the state, with the federal government. They're allowed by law to raise money. They're allowed not to pay taxes. And they take money from the public to train the dog. Now, if the person doesn't get the dog, there's no hearing, there's no inquiry why, what happened, what went wrong. And there's no protection.
Mm.
Of course, the ultimate thing that recently happened last July with Milton, that was the most horrible.
Oh, God, yes.
Because it cost the dog his life.
Right.
So this is why the underlying reason why we're having a day for Milton, because we want it to lead to bigger things, to other things, the awareness, to point it out enough and let people talk about it and express themselves, that these schools should be accountable. You know, it's not like somebody training a dog. They're a school. They're an organization.
Mm-hmm.
They take in millions of dollars. And they must be accountable. And the fact that they tried to pass this off as an accident, you know, you can damn well believe that they told this bitch trainer, tell her it was an accident.
Yeah.
She didn't do that on her own. The school's behind that. I don't believe mm-hmm. she did that on her own.
No, I
don't. I think the school put her up to it.
I agree with that.
And then she got arrested. And then they backed out of it.
Figures.
And fired her, so they say. We don't even know if that's true. But to say that she acted on her own, calling Michelle that night and telling her it was an accident, I don't believe that.
Mm-mm.
I believe the school told her to do that.
A lot.
And who the hell knows? They may even said to her, well, if you want to keep your job, you better convince
mm-hmm.
this girl that this was an accident. Who knows?
That's right.
And then, of course, she got arrested, and the whole damn thing blew up in their face. Rightfully so.
Right.
Like my mom used to say, God doesn't sleep.
No, he doesn't.
So, 80 million people depend on service. That means 80 million dogs, according to my mathematical mind. That's a lot of dogs. That's a lot of people who are not protected. And we have almost 80,000 names on our petition. Everyone who is dealing with these service schools, service dog schools, should sign our petition. You know, we should have 80 million names on that petition.
Mm-hmm.
According to my estimation. All right. Big East, Akita Rescue. Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank her for all her help. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. Shelby's Kitchen. Right across from the brewing hall where we're going to hold the day for Milton.
Nice.
May 19th. Friday from 11 to 2. 14 Station Road is the address. And, you know, if you go to Shelby's Kitchen to pick up food, you'll see a lot of signs of Milton. Pictures, undoubtedly, and maybe paw prints and everything else. So, Shelby's Kitchen, 631-286-0444. And say hello to Milton when you go in there.
Aww.
Hey, we're brought to you by Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. Learn how to protect yourself and have some fun and stay out of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186, where you can buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Mr. Kennedy Realty, another one of our friends. Suffolk Bus Corp is another. The Islip Cleaners here on Long Island. Supporter of Inner Sight. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank them for their donation. We thank them for spreading the word about the Day for Milton on their website. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. And all of our friends, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, some of the youngsters who have passed away. And go an extra mile for a child, that's the Inner Sight saying.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So please keep it in your mind and in your heart and practice it. Go an extra mile for a child. All right, Inner Sight, tonight's subject, people who go to service dog school should be protected, need
exactly.
protection.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our Day for Milton is partially about, of course, and letting
yeah,
people know how valuable a service dog is. You want to call in, you have an opinion, we'd like to hear it. 213-816-1650, phone number. And we are determined to let the world know what happened to Milton. I have two potential states that may be considering a day for Milton.
Oh,
Pennsylvania and Louisiana.
Nice.
So we're working on that, and we're working on anyone out there who would like to do a day for Milton in your town, state. You don't need any money to do it. It's a simple, simple thing. Well, give us a call. Send us an email, innersight1620@gmail.com. That's the new Inner Sight email. And I'm learning how to maneuver it. All right, anybody on the line?
Hold on, let me look. Yes, Lorraine.
Oh, all right. All right. Let's get Lorraine on Inner Sight, Special Projects Coordinator.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you all?
Good.
Hi, world.
Good, good. How
good.
You doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Yeah.
I was very happy to hear that your daughter's graduation doesn't conflict with the day for Milton.
No,
oh,
it
yeah.
does not. Yeah,
good.
I can be there. Yes, I can. Be in support.
Awesome.
That's right.
So, Michelle would like it very much if Mike would come and read the poem.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That'd be
I'll
awesome.
Tell him. Yeah, Nicole.
Tell him that.
Okay.
And, you know, it's going to be a great, great day.
Yeah.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of questions by people. And, you know, why we're doing it, what we hope to gain by it and all that.
Oh, yeah. It's important. No, it is. Very important.
It is.
So,
very much.
Bring your puppies, everybody. Yeah, puppies, bring them.
Oh, that would be cute.
Bring your doggies,
I'll be
bring your puppies.
All day.
And come on in and honor a great, great soldier
a fallen
who died
hero,
serving.
Yeah, he did.
You know, there's so much that you can say about this. You know, it's, sometimes it's hard to get the words out because it's hard to believe what happened.
I agree with that statement.
That a responsible organization. Somebody said to me the other day, "I don't believe that they did that. They're a very big organization."
That's right.
And people are stunned when you, you know, when they read my sign, the day from Milton, the May 19th, and that, you know, the brewery hall and all. And then I tell them what happened. And they gasp, you know, they say, "Oh my God, you know. A trainer did that?"
Yeah, that's the most,
you know,
cruel thing that somebody could do. To
you would expect that. You would expect that from some gangster, or maybe a mean ass gang member or something.
Yeah.
You know, somebody.
Yes.
Somebody who lives with evil.
Oh God.
But
yeah.
Not a trainer, a guide dog trainer.
No.
That's why you need regulation.
Yeah.
The living proof.
Mm-hmm.
Why you need the regulation. And the irony is, you know, Congress doesn't even have to spend any money to do this.
Yeah. No.
That's right.
Just amend the law.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something more to it.
I won't doubt it. Yeah,
you always said it that the agencies have a certain mentality, and the authorities believe them. That's what makes it so hard to change these things. They don't listen to us. They don't believe us. I mean, hell, they wouldn't even let Michelle go before the judge.
That's so
how
crazy.
The hell could they believe us?
That's right.
Her life was in that van. And they wouldn't even let her go before the judge to tell her feelings.
That's crazy.
Because the authorities believe the agencies and not us. That's what that crap is all about.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every day in all different aspects of disabled people's lives. Every day. All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. I want to thank Ira Tucker for coming to the rescue of our flyer
mm.
and working on it and getting up a new flyer for Suffolk Bus Corp and for whoever else wants it. So thank you so much for that. The day for Milton will come about no matter what. We will be
mm-hmm.
there.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's going to stop it. Try as they may, if they may.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight, let's see. Tomorrow night, the funnies.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget tomorrow night if you want to have a little fun over here. We have the exclusive, we did this before a long time ago, but we haven't done it
mm-hmm.
recently. We have the exclusive footage
mm-hmm.
of the fight between Willie Nelson and Julio Iglesias.
No, no.
Over the song.
Wow.
That I believe Willie wrote over the song, All the Girls I've Loved Before.
Before, yeah.
Oh, it is that song? Oh, wow. I got to pay more
so,
attention.
You don't want to miss that. Cause
no, I like
mm-hmm.
that.
Yes, I do.
It's mm-hmm. not only funny, but it's hilarious
true.
And stupid at the same time. All right, that's tomorrow night, and Louie will be here.
Oh, yeah.
We'll try to dig up Jimmy Dinigan if he's not too busy annoying people. And whenever else, I don't know, we'll do some honeymooners. Maybe Lauren Hardy stuff, you know. All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Anybody out there who wants to try to approach a congressman or a legislator, a state legislator on this issue, we will go with you, we'll be with you, we'll be there. Even if it's on the phone, if it's long distance, it might have to be on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody who has any influence in that regard, you'd be doing a great service. 80 million people now, according to the American Kennel
mm-hmm.
Club. 80 million people rely wow. on service dogs.
Wow.
That's a lot of people, man.
Sure is.
So, in my mind, that's 80 million votes.
I agree.
For some congressman.
Mm-hmm.
Or legislator, state. Hey, Biden, you want 80 million votes?
There you go.
Tell the Congress to pass a law to protect people dealing with service dog schools. We ought to write them a letter. Another one.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, don't hold your breath. All right, Inner Sight and... tomorrow night, 8 to 9, the funnies. Yeah, so how about the, you know, you talk about you need protection, yeah. How about the person who goes to the school, trains with the dog for 3 weeks, and is told you're not going home with your dog?
It happens all the time.
They call it your dog, and yet you're not going home. See, there's a contradiction right there.
Yeah, there is.
If this is my dog, then why am I leaving it here?
Exactly.
Yeah. But there's where it comes in. Where's the protection?
That's right.
You know? And the trainer who trained the dog in that case may not agree with
mm-hmm.
the upper management who makes the decision. But what's the trainer going to do? They'll fire him or her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's another situation where you need protection. Not too long ago, I was in one of the chat rooms, and this guy, this blind guy, said that, that's why they ask you all those questions on the application. I said, yeah, but where's the fair hearing process? You got an application that indicates fair hearing.
That's right.
You show me one application from the state or government or any organization where there's no provision for a fair hearing. They all have them. Especially those places that deal with safety. So the guy said, where's the fair hearing if you train and they don't give you the dog? And he said, he said they don't have to prove anything. I said, oh, you mean they're above the law? lawlessness? What are they, a dictatorship? And I wanted to say something else to him, but he cut out. I wanted to say, I understand what you're saying because you're afraid of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the impression I got. That this individual was afraid of the school. I mean, you offend the school, forget it.
They'll put it all over.
They'll use it against you.
That's right.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. And don't forget, May 19th, our day for Milton. We're going to have some food there. There's provisions being made for. We're going to have coffee.
Nice.
And Michelle is working to get some other things. So it's going to be a nice party. We're expecting the total that's being thrown around is 200. So I hope we make it. 200 people would be nice. Standing room only for Milton.
I'd like that.
Stand on your four paws or your two legs?
Oh, my two legs. And
right.
A pause if I can get the dog to pet.
And, of course, the media, that'll be the first thing. We're going to go over the program, but 11 o'clock will obviously be the media.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have a few people talk, and then we'll have some refreshments. And, that's the way it will go. And people who want to get up and talk about Milton, I'm sure a lot of them will.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And Lorraine will be there.
I'd be there.
Everybody will get to meet Lorraine. Lorraine, you there?
Lorraine, you there? What happened? Did you drop off?
I think we lost her.
Okay, I'll look
right.
Again. Yeah, we lost her for a bit. She dropped off.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. And telling it like it is, and, celebrating a great, great animal who didn't give up on his master or mistress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, All Milton wanted was to go back to Michelle.
That's true.
That's all he really wanted.
You know
a
what
bond
bothers
that,
me the most?
A
I'm
bond
sorry.
That never should have been separated. What?
That's true. The thing that bothers me the most is that the question I keep asking myself is why? What did they gain out of that?
Well, we may never know what the motive is.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
All the more why you should have regulations and licensing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then you'd have more leverage to try to find out what the motive is.
Exactly.
The law would have more leverage because with regulation and licensing comes heavier sentencing.
Yes.
You know, and you can use that. You know, yeah, I've said this many times. You don't have anything over on these people.
Nope.
She pleaded no contest. You know?
Oh God.
How can you plead no contest? You murdered a guide dog. Shouldn't be.
That's right. No, yeah.
You know? It should be guilty or not guilty.
That's it. Yeah.
Those should be the two pleas. Just like
that's
you would
true.
Murder a person.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty or not guilty. You have two choices, miss.
She's going to say not guilty.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
No, not guilty, then there has to be a trial.
That's right.
So I don't know what the hell kind of a lawyer Michelle had, but I'm not happy with him.
Mm-mm.
Not to have her testify.
That was crazy when I heard that. I really felt
yeah.
for everybody involved. I mean, that was absolutely crazy.
Yeah, but it's
didn't
typical.
Yeah, I know.
It's typical. They want to keep us away from things.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to be bothered with, oh, this woman's disabled, you know, you got to get an interpreter, we got to do, what do we got to do, and it's all, you know.
Yeah.
That's really what it's about.
I agree with that. It's really sad that it's about that, but that's exactly what it's about.
But you see, here again, if there was a law and regulations and licensing involved, Michelle would have to testify.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's got to be part of the regulations.
Yeah, would think, you know.
So the whole thing hinges on that.
It smells too, if you know what I mean. Thanks. Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing.
Going on.
If I was her lawyer, it would have been a whole different story.
Mm-hmm.
I would have raised holy hell.
I know.
You know what I would have said? One of the things I would have said? I would have said, Your Honor, we have 50 dogs who want to testify.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge would say, what? You heard me, Your Honor, sir. Dogs that have been affected by Milton's death, dogs that have reacted when Milton was struggling for his life. Yeah?
Yeah. I could see them all marching in.
Damn right. And I'd get, you know what else I would have done? I would have brought in, I would have paid Babette to be a consultant.
There you go.
To testify how those dogs were traumatized.
Yeah.
Hearing Milton in there. You can't tell me that those dogs couldn't hear him. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
They heard him in that van.
They probably cried. To
dogs have
people.
Ears like Superman.
Right. Yeah.
They can see a rabbit miles away. and hear.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one of the things. I would have made such a big thing over this that you wouldn't believe it. The press would have been all over it. The American Kennel Club would have been, we're going to take picture of all these dogs. All these dogs are going to testify.
That is cool.
That's what needed to be done.
Yeah.
The lawyer didn't know what the hell he was doing. Not to even let her tell her side of the story.
That's what really, bothered me. Knowing that her rights were violated in that sense, Terrible.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. You got any callers on the line?
Let me check. I think the only thing we had was us. Yeah, us.
All right.
Two. She came back. She came back.
What?
Lorraine came back.
Oh, all right. She's on the line?
Yeah, now she is. I just queued her in. Hey, Lorraine. What happened?
Hello.
On your phone?
You got knocked out?
Yeah, I think so.
I saw. Okay.
Let's get... Welcome back, Lorraine.
Thank you.
We missed you. Let's get a tally on listens.
Okay. If I could open
see how we're doing with that. And,
I was right. 119,918. We're breathing on those numbers.
119,918.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, maybe the Follies will give it to us. I don't know.
Yeah, right. I don't know why.
82. We need 82.
That's it, and we'll be going over.
Maybe one that
I'll... You see, folks, I did that without a calculator. My brain is my calculator.
Yes.
Yeah, which is great. You really need to do calculations like that. They have this software that just
does it for you. In school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, math really well?
I was a whiz at that.
Oh, see, me, I'm more whiz at, doing language skills than but I can think of numbers and count backwards and forward and do it that way. I also had calculus when I was in college, which was a headache.
All right, Inner Sight. We, as Inner Sight, and we not speaking for the 80 million, because everybody can speak for themselves, but we demand that the Congress of this country protect people who have to deal with service dogs. It's a must. And Inner Sight demands it. We don't ask you to do it. We demand that you do it.
That's right.
And the ADA is right there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to spend any money.
Mm-hmm.
Just write it in there. Put together a committee. Pound out regulations and licensing requirement and all that. So that's our demand to the Congress of this country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a no-brainer. It's common sense.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And it should be done in the honor of Milton. You can call it Milton's Law if you want.
I like that.
That is
Milton's Law.
Exactly.
Milton's
I love
law.
That.
Yeah.
I love
that.
That's what
too.
It should be.
It should be that, yeah.
Milton's Law.
Mm-hmm.
No. you know, put it up there, write it, pass it. I mean, who in their right mind is going to vote against that?
Oh, they'd be crazy to. Yeah.
Nobody's going to vote against that.
No way.
Why would they? Well, it's a must, and it has to be done, and we're going to keep on supporting and trying to bring about days for Milton all over this country. We're not going to stop with this event. No way, man. No. We're lining up other states, other cities, people who are interested.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because we're not going to let the people forget what happened here, what's at stake here.
Stake is the whole program. If you really want to, you know, fit it into perspective, it really is the whole program. If they can't make safety for, you know, these dogs, then why train them and breed them? You don't know how to keep them safe? You know? It's my opinion about it.
Right,
and, you know,
according
to my good friend Jose Delgado, who is the executive director of SILO, the Suffolk Independent Living Organization, his biggest thing is that the schools don't respect the people that they're servicing.
Okay.
Man, I agree.
When you don't have a law and there's no regulations, and you're not licensed, and you just do whatever you want and make it up as you go along, you don't have respect for the people that you're helping. It's pretty obvious.
Mm-hmm. Blatantly.
I wonder how many people, I just thought of something off the top of my head, I wonder how many people have been fired from these schools because they stood up to the hierarchy and said, you know, we should have a law. This guy Perino is right. His inner sight is right. We should have a law.
That?
There should be licensing and regulations.
Of course.
You know, and boom, the person's fired. Oh, you can't work here anymore. You, we don't see eye to eye.
Like that. Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yes. We witnessed it, just witnessed it. It's a lot, you know, if you really want to know the truth, there's a lot of hoopla, if you ask me, you know.
There's a lot of goings on that the public doesn't know about in these organizations.
Definitely.
And what about the so-called State Commission for the Blind? Where the hell are they?
Don't ask me that question.
They evaluate people for mobility, and they make a report when a person applies for a service dog, a blind person. They make a report to the school, and based on that report, the person could either be denied or accepted.
Mm-hmm. To the program,
now, where,
right?
Where are they coming from? Why aren't they insisting that there's a hearing system?
They should be. They really should be.
You can't go to the State Commission for the Blind and say, hey, I was denied a guide dog. Get me a hearing. No such thing.
Nope.
Should be. If they evaluated the person and the person was rejected by the school, the guide dog school, because of that evaluation, shouldn't they be entitled to an impartial hearing?
It should be, yeah.
In accordance with the rules and the regulations of this country?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, that's a an unwritten rule, unless it's written someplace I don't know about it, the unwritten rule in this country, you are innocent until proven guilty.
That's correct.
But they stand by and they let it happen.
Every time, too.
They don't do a damn thing about it. And the Human Rights Division is the same way. Oh, it's not. We don't have any jurisdiction.
Yeah.
Believe me, I know about that because I've been through it.
Yeah, I remember. It was even worse trying to get in the building.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something entirely different.
I'm sorry.
So, there you have what we have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking to the people that are supposed to protect you, you're not getting any protection. They don't do a damn thing about it.
No, they don't.
And this is why a day for Milton is so important. That there's so many different reasons why this day is so important. The day for Milton to honor his life
mm-hmm.
and what it meant.
Tell everybody now.
May 19th, Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road, Belport, New York, 11 to 2,
mm-hmm.
Friday, May 19th. There's so many different reasons why this day is so appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
And must take place. It's a must.
Yeah.
It's like in the old days when somebody would kill somebody and they would just get together and you know, the hierarchy would pass on it. You know, and declare it whatever, a mishap or whatever they would say, and the person would get away with it.
Yeah, it certainly
We're
would.
We're dealing with that right now with these service dog schools.
Yeah, I would say. It's
like when there was no law in this country.
Mm-hmm. Lawlessness.
That's what we got now with these schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how far can they go? They killed the dog.
Which is worse than anything they could do.
And who knows? Who knows that they didn't get together and plan the whole damn thing and say, oh, they can't do anything to us. You'll get a slap on the wrist. Who the hell knows if that's what happened?
No, I think it's even worse at times. You know, they knew what was going to happen. They premeditated it, and they...
I just said
you know,
that. That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about. They planned it.
Yeah, they planned it big time. There's a big difference between premeditated
I mean, who knows
and
if
non-premeditated.
They did it or not. We're speculating, but these things
mm-hmm.
can be revealed more if you have a law.
Oh yeah.
More of a chance.
Mhm. To get your day in court too.
It's going
to
come out.
Oh, it will.
No, there's another reason why the day for Milton. You know, to
crazy,
make
it,
harder for somebody to sit down and say, "Oh, we're gonna do away with this dog or whatever it might be."
Still, I go back to the question: why? Don't make sense to me. Because they could do it. That's the only thing I could think of. That's the only reason. It's like a power play, you know.
All right, in a sight. 213-816-1220. 1650, you want to call in or you want to... By the way, happy Passover to all our Jewish friends.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Almost forgot.
And if you celebrate Easter, happy Easter.
Thank you. Yep.
I'm not into all this stuff myself, but a lot of people are.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you one thing. What?
Mm-hmm.
Lorraine?
No, I was going to say in the Pentecostal faith, it would be Resurrection Day Sunday.
Oh,
oh
yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The day Jesus arose.
No.
Yep, he resurrected. Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine what Jesus would have said about Milton?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't even imagine. I know it would be horrible.
Mm-hmm. That was his creation.
He wouldn't have liked it, that's for sure.
That's
no,
what I'm saying.
Yep,
I'm trying to
creation.
Say today. Yeah.
How many of these people who are involved in that are going to go in church and
be
hypocritical?
Yeah.
Bunch of
hypocrites. I agree. They are a bunch of hypocrites. You don't do that to a dog and kill a dog and then go to church. Oh, I made a boo-boo. I'd like to ask for forgiveness. That's not how it works.
Well, people do it all the time.
Yeah, no?
No.
You're not supposed to kill a being, okay?
No.
That was a family member to Michelle, and I think of it that way, you know?
But you see, if they were really sorry, they would step up and do something about it.
Yes, they would. Yeah.
That just shows that they're really sorry that it happened.
Hypocritical. Yeah. I mean, how could you forget an animal in the car? That doesn't make any sense.
That's uncalled for. They knew that dog was back there.
Yeah. They did. And they left the dog there, which is even more, you know, jaw-dropping. That's a good word, you know, for it.
And then they lied. You know, these schools lie all the time. I've caught them in many, many lies.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Many, many times when I've dealt with them. They don't tell you the truth.
No, they don't.
I lied to a friend of mine a couple of years ago. She applied for a dog over there, and they brought a couple of dogs to her house.
I remember the story, yeah.
And said, we think that these two dogs are very well suited for you. And she picked one out and said, we get back in touch with you. They called her the next day and they told her, we don't have a dog for you.
Oh, jeez. Like the very next day.
that's how they operate.
Yeah, I know. I experienced something totally that I've never experienced in my life. And you know the story already about, you know, them, you know, trying to glean money and collect money from me after they denied me that program that I need that would help me with my disabilities, in quotations. The only other school that has it is in Florida. And it's crazy.
Well, who knows? That's a bunch of bull. I don't believe that.
I believe Babette can help train anything.
Any school can train a service dog to deal with a wheelchair.
Yeah, I know.
They have the money to do it. They don't know how to. Nobody there can do it. You pay somebody and you bring them in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you raise money for it.
No reason.
Yeah. I really would love a guide dog. But here's the one thing. My left hand is a little weaker than my right. Is there any way that I could, you know, hold the harness on the right now? It's not made for the left, isn't it?
No, you can work a dog from either side. What are you talking about?
Oh, I can? Okay. That'd be great.
Of course.
Yeah, I could switch the joystick over, too. I'll have to really concentrate on that.
All right, Inner Sight. And if anybody would like to be on the show, give us a call, 631-224-3090. We're on every weeknight, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9. Monday night is show is called Mad or Glad. Anything
mm-hmm.
you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic, where you can pick your own subject. Wednesday is our nursing home program. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. That's the goal. And, of course, Thursday is different subjects. And sometimes we have guests. Up until May 19th, you know, we're trying to stick to the day for Milton.
Yep.
All right, which is May 19th.
Mm-hmm.
At the Brewery Hall in Bellport, New York. And Friday's the funnies, so...
Oh, yeah. I got to get some jokes.
You want to goof around.
Yeah, good jokes,
yeah.
too.
Tune us in on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you will.
Yeah, I don't know. Should I get a dirty joke or it'd be too off collar, I guess?
All right. Get a joke book and you can read them if you can.
Yeah, I was thinking of that.
Mm-hmm.
If they had it online, I would just, you know, about dogs or about this and that, and I'd get a lot of jokes off of it.
I used to have a joke book years ago.
So did I.
Lost that a long time ago.
I have no idea where it is now.
That's what I'm saying, yes.
I
don't know where it went.
What I truly hate is when people move my stuff. I know it's not part of the topic tonight, but I hate it. Now I'm looking all over for something, and I can't find it.
Find it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And you label things, too, and it's gone.
All right, so we hope to see all of you at the Day for Milton.
Yeah.
May 19th at the Brewery Hall, Bellport, New York, from 11 to 2. 14 Station Road is the address. And I want to thank all our listeners, all of our friends who have been reaching out to pass the word around for Milton.
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
The Day for Milton. And I want to thank Lorraine, Suzanne.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Everybody.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity, Frank, all the time.
Who is trying to make this Day for Milton a big success. And, of course,
yeah.
Ira Tucker, who has been donating his time.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart.
To bring
this
about.
Mm-hmm. I can't say one bad thing about him. Not one.
No.
Very nice person.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. That's the main Inner Sight number. We'll be with you tomorrow night on the Frolics.
Yes.
And we'll have a lot of fun and goof around.
That'd be fun.
So call in tomorrow night if you want.
Yeah,
if you want to act stupid. If you want to act stupid, call in tomorrow night. All right, thank you for listening. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone. Have a
good
night
and enjoy the rest.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
Night, world.
I like that.
Okay.
Take care, sweetie.
Okay.